What is up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. So listen, Dick Cheney has endorsed presidential candidate Kamala Harris, but Bush has not. This honestly doesn't surprise me. It would have been nice if he did, but yeah, hell has frozen over a little bit, maybe, because even though Liz Cheney has been, and I, God bless her for it, she has stood her ground. She has been vocal. She has been speaking about how dangerous Trump is, and she was a part of the January 6th committee. You know, she did not allow her party to override her patriotism to the country. And it's something that I'm really happy about. So to hear that her dad, who was the former vice president to George Bush, actually came out to endorse Harris, I thought was great, commendable. And I'm like, oh, wow. Hell must be freezing over a little bit, because I really didn't expect that from him. And it's kind of hard to even talk about right now in comparison to the lunatic that's trying to get back in the White House that needs to be in a white straitjacket. But he was someone that we saw as kind of scary back in the day. And so in comparison, it's like, wow. We thought that was scary, and look at what we're dealing with today. So yeah, Dick Cheney has endorsed Kamala, but George Bush has not.
Just 4 days before that highly anticipated debate, Vice President Harris is hunkered down in Pittsburgh, where she's expected to hold mock debate sessions through the weekend after getting new support from an unlikely source, a former Republican vice president.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
That announcement from former Republican Congresswoman and frequent Trump critic Liz Cheney, who says she's also voting for Harris. One issue that's likely to come up in the debate, crime. Late today, former President Trump speaking to the world's largest organization of law enforcement, the Fraternal Order of Police, after getting its endorsement.
Kamala Harris and the Radical Democrat Party have led a war on law enforcement in America. They're against you so strongly.
You know, it's so freaking disgusting and hypocritical. And the fact that the Fraternal Order of Police, but I actually heard that there, a lot of them are pretty racist anyway, so no surprise there, would disregard January 6th and all of his followers beating law enforcement officers down. Okay, I know every single one of those people who was out there, the ones that actually are still alive, have complex PTSD. I know they have to. I know they do. And that's not a joke. So the fact that he sits there and says that the left and Kamala Harris has unleashed whatever the hell he said on the police, and they're like, they love crime and rates are high, and it's ridiculous, but it's also disgusting. But George Bush, he said he's not going to endorse any candidate. So he didn't just say he's not endorsing Kamala. He said he's not endorsing any candidate. And then it just reminds me of when he was in office. You know, sometimes they say time heals all wounds. That's not true when it comes to him, because he did a lot of damage while he was in office, you know? And he wasn't the brightest bulb in the box either. A lot of people felt like Dick Cheney was more so the president than he was. He was just like the name and the face and in the office. But they said Dick Cheney was really running the show behind the scenes. So to hear that this man, who I feel has a responsibility to the country after all the BS that he had happened under his administration, with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, of which my husband has been a participant in and also suffers complex PTSD from a lot of stuff that he's experienced, but this isn't about him, but life really is lifing and it's real. It just makes me angry. I can't control what people do. And of course, you know, with politics, unfortunately, you just get a lot of people in it that are just strictly out for themselves. And yeah, Bush, he was always in it for himself as well. Not so much as like this maniac, Donald Trump. But yeah, he couldn't just do something right for a moment and say, yeah, I'm going to be voting for Kamala because I'm going to put the country first. He couldn't do that. And it's just disgusting. But Dick Cheney said, in our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He can never be trusted with power again. So just that statement alone, I feel, is why George Bush had a responsibility to do it. So for him to sit back comfortably to be like, well, I'm in my own bubble, I'm good over here, I ain't endorsing anybody, I feel is a slap in the face. But, you know, hopefully we won't need his endorsement, but hopefully behind the scenes he will vote for Kamala, but just isn't putting it out there on who he is endorsing. I don't know, but you guys can let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.